protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Gloria Satterfield was the kind of person you'd be lucky to know. In Hampton County, South Carolina, her name was synonymous with hard work, loyalty, and warmth. For more than 20 years, she worked as the housekeeper for the prominent Murdaugh family, caring for their home and helping raise their children. But Gloria was much more than that. To the Murdaughs, she was family, someone who always seemed to be there, no matter what. But one day in 2018, that all changed. It's a story that begins with trust, love, and devotion. But as we've come to know all too well, things with the Murdaugh family are never quite as they seem. Gloria Satterfield's friends would tell you she was salt of the earth, always with a smile, always with a kind word, and always going the extra mile for the people she cared about. Born and raised in the small, tight-knit community of Hampton County, she was known for her dedication to her two sons, Tony and Brian. Gloria was a single mother who worked tirelessly to make sure her boys had what they needed. She never complained, no matter how long her days were or how difficult life became. She was someone you could count on, a friend of Gloria's would later say. No matter what was happening in her own life, she was there for others. And for over two decades, she was there for the Murdaughs, cleaning their home, cooking their meals, looking after their children. Gloria's presence in the Murdaugh household was more than just part of her job. To Maggie Murdaugh and the children, she was a confidant, a trusted companion. The Murdaugh boys, Paul and Buster, had known Gloria for most of their lives. She was the one who dried their tears when they fell and scraped their knees. She was the one who cared for them when their parents were too busy or too far away. In some ways, Gloria was more than just a housekeeper. She was a second mother to Paul and Buster. She adored them, and by all accounts, they adored her. But as we've seen in so many stories, love and loyalty are sometimes not enough to keep you safe. In February 2018, something terrible happened. It was a day like any other at the Murdaugh home, a sprawling estate known as Moselle, tucked away in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Gloria was at work, doing what she always did, tending to the house, making sure everything was in order. Then the unthinkable. Gloria had what would later be described as a trip and fall accident. She fell down the front steps of the Murdaugh home. The fall was severe and Gloria was rushed to the hospital. For 3 weeks, her family and friends prayed for her recovery, but it wasn't to be. Gloria Satterfield passed away on February 26, 2018, due to the injuries she sustained in that fall. It was a heartbreaking end to a life spent in service of others. But it's what happened next that has left so many questions unanswered, and the people closest to Gloria wondering if they ever really knew the truth. After her death, Alex Murdaugh, once a powerful attorney, now a convicted killer, approached Gloria's grieving sons, Tony and Brian, with an offer that, at the time, seemed like a blessing. Alex told them they could file a wrongful death claim against him and his insurance companies. Gloria had been like family, he said, and he wanted to make sure her boys were taken care of. He even recommended an attorney, a close friend of his, Corey Fleming, who could handle the case. It all seemed straightforward, until it wasn't. You see, Tony and Brian never saw a dime of that insurance settlement. In fact, they didn't even know it had been settled until they heard about it years later, after Alex Murdaugh's empire of lies began to crumble. It turned out that Murdaugh and Fleming had conspired to steal the settlement money, leaving Gloria's sons with nothing. The amount? nearly $4.3 million, money that was meant to help the family left behind after Gloria's tragic death, money that was stolen by the very man who had promised to protect them. Tony and Brian had no idea. But how could this happen? How could someone who was so trusted, so well-loved, be betrayed in such a despicable way? It's a question that still haunts those who knew Gloria, and it's a question that has become a focal point in the sprawling, twisted saga of Alex Murdaugh. In the aftermath of Gloria's death, people began to wonder, was her fall really an accident? There were no witnesses, no cameras to capture the moment it happened. All anyone had was the story Alex Murdaugh told, a story that now seems shrouded in doubt, especially given what we know about Murdaugh's ability to deceive and manipulate those around him. Could Gloria's death have been something more sinister? It's a question that lingers like a shadow over the Murdaugh family, especially now that we know just how far Alex Murdaugh was willing to go to maintain his web of lies. Gloria's family has since filed a lawsuit against Alex Murdaugh, seeking justice for the money that was stolen from them. But the legal process has been slow, and the pain of losing their mother remains fresh. "She didn't deserve this," Tony Satterfield said in an interview. "My mom was a good person. She worked hard her whole life, and to have someone do this to her, it's just not right." As the case unfolds, more and more disturbing details have emerged. The money that was supposed to go to Gloria's sons was funneled through a series of shell accounts hidden from view and used to fund Murdaugh's lavish lifestyle. It was all part of a much larger scheme, one that eventually unraveled, leading to Alex's conviction for the murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. And yet, despite all the revelations, the mystery of Gloria's death remains. Was it truly an accident, as Alex Murdaugh claimed, or was it something more calculated? A piece of a much larger puzzle that we're only beginning to understand. For those who loved Gloria Satterfield, the pain of losing her is compounded by the betrayal they've endured in the years since her death. A woman who gave so much to the Murdaugh family, who helped raise their children, who cared for their home, who was in many ways part of their family, was taken far too soon. And in death, as in life, it seems Gloria was taken advantage of. As the lawsuits and investigations continue, one thing is clear. The story of Gloria Satterfield is far from over. Her family is still seeking answers, still fighting for the justice they deserve. And while the Murdaugh name may be synonymous with power, corruption, and deceit, Gloria's legacy is one of love, loyalty, and devotion. But it's hard not to wonder what really happened to Gloria Satterfield that day in 2018. What secrets might still be hidden, waiting to come to light? For now, all we can do is wait. Wait for the legal system to do its work. Wait for the truth, whatever it may be, to finally come out. And hope that in the end, Gloria Satterfield will be remembered not for the tragedy of her death, but for the kindness and love she gave in life.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.